Hey everyone, and welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and let me tell you, today's topic is hitting close to home for all of us who have ever felt like our phones have a mind of their own. Ever feel like you're scrolling endlessly through social media even though you know you should be doing something else? You know that feeling when your brain just screams one more post even though you're already late for dinner? Well, buckle up, because we're diving into the fascinating world of addictive design, the science behind why our favourite apps are so darn hard to put down. Think about it. Those little notifications, the endless scrolling feed, the dopamine rush every time you get a like, these aren't just random coincidences. They're carefully crafted strategies designed by tech giants to keep us hooked. And it turns out there's a whole lot of psychology at play here. We're talking about triggers, rewards, and even brain chemistry all working together to create a cycle that can feel impossible to break. But the good news is, once you understand how these systems work, you can start taking control. So grab your headphones, settle in, and get ready to learn some seriously eye-opening stuff. Okay, so let's break down 5 key takeaways from this deep dive into addictive design. Number 1. We're all wired for instant gratification. Our brains crave that immediate hit of dopamine, the feel-good chemical that floods our system when we achieve something rewarding like getting a good grade, finishing a tough workout, or yeah, scrolling through that endless feed of cute animal videos. Apps exploit this by constantly delivering those tiny bursts of dopamine with every notification, like, or comment. Think about it. You get that little buzz when you see a new message pop up. You check it, and boom, another hit of dopamine. It's a vicious cycle that keeps us coming back for more, even if we know we should be doing something else. Number 2. Push notifications are designed to hijack your attention. Seriously, those little alerts are like tiny siren calls screaming, "Look at me." They interrupt your workflow, grab your focus, and pull you back into the app. And guess what? Every time you respond to that notification, it reinforces the cycle of addiction. So next time you feel yourself reaching for your phone every time a notification pops up, ask yourself, is this truly important? Or is it just another dopamine hit designed to keep me glued to my screen? Number 3. The infinite scroll feature is pure genius, then pure evil. Have you ever noticed how it feels like there's no end to the content on your favorite social media platforms? That endless stream of posts keeps us scrolling, clicking, and engaging long after we intended to be online. It's like a black hole for our attention, sucking us in and leaving us feeling drained and depleted. Number 4. The fear of missing out, FOMO, is a powerful motivator. Social media platforms thrive on this by showcasing curated highlights of people's lives, the perfect vacations, the enviable meals, the seemingly effortless success. It can make us feel inadequate and anxious about our own lives, driving us to spend even more time online trying to keep up. Remember, social media often presents a distorted reality. Don't let the highlight reels get you down. Focus on your own journey and celebrate your unique achievements. Number 5. Our brains are constantly adapting to new stimuli. This means that over time, we need more and more stimulation to feel satisfied. It's like turning up the volume on a song, eventually it becomes too loud and overwhelming. This is why we often find ourselves craving even more screen time, even though it's causing us stress and fatigue. Now, picture this. You're at a party and you see someone scrolling through their phone constantly. They barely interact with anyone, they miss out on conversations, and they seem completely zoned out. Sound familiar? That's the impact of addictive design. It can prevent us from fully engaging with the world around us. This isn't about demonizing technology or becoming a digital detox hermit. It's about being aware of how these systems work and taking conscious steps to regain control. Remember, your phone is a tool, not your master. So, what are you going to do differently today? Consider turning off those pesky notifications, setting time limits for your favorite apps, or even just taking regular breaks from your devices. Every small step counts. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Share your thoughts, experiences, and tips with us in the comments below. Let's build a community of empowered digital citizens together. See you tomorrow for another dose of digital detox.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.